I love our next guest for a lot of reasons, not the least of which is she helps all of us all the time. Happy to welcome back the personal finance columnist extraordinaire from the Detroit Free Press and the USA Today Network, which now will be the owner of both of our daily newspapers, Susan Tompor. Susan, Happy New Year, and I do love you.
Love you back. Absolutely.
You.
And your listeners. It's always a pleasure to try to help you guys out. You know, it really is.
There are so many things that you've helped us with over the years. I'm going to ask you a couple of things here. First of all, you've got front page story today. Some UAW members at Stellantis snubbed on $50,000 deal. That's today's column. I want to hear about that. Don't let me forget. And some tax rules that bring major changes for filers. But I'm going to ask you something that we didn't discuss ahead of time, and that is, aren't I supposed to be seeing, or aren't we supposed to be benefiting from no taxes on our Social Security payments? Whatever happened to that? I heard about it, but I don't see it.
Oh, well, you know, I've written about it several times.
Shame on me.
No problem. So that's sort of like a bad label, and you won't see it on the Schedule 1A, which is very important. So put that one out of your head. You know, if you've heard no taxes on Social Security, or if you've seen that phrase used, it isn't complete, because people who have to file taxes based on their earnings and collecting Social Security still have to go through that process. But what might happen for some people is that there's a new enhanced senior deduction up to $6,000 for a single person 65 and older, and you'll notice it's 65 and older. So if you are paying taxes on Social Security and you're 62, you're not going to benefit from that. I think that's very important nuance, because a lot of people do collect Social Security at 62 or between 62 and 65, and some continue working, or you know, face income taxes because of that, or taxes on their Social Security because of that. But the 65 and older is the enhanced senior deduction, and it shows up on Schedule 1A, and yes, you must file another schedule to get it. $6,000 for a single, up to $12,000 if the married couple is both 65 and older. There are income limits, lots of rules, but this one isn't that complicated compared to some of the others. You have to have been born before January 2nd, 1961. The deduction starts phasing out at $75,000 for singles and $150,000 for joint filers. You do have to file joint. You can't be filing married separately on this one. And you're done. You're out at $175,000 on a single and $250,000 on a married couple. Which actually, although that sounds like a lot, you know, sounds like a lot of rules, I think that's actually one of the more easier ones to understand once you look at it. So that's a good thing. But you do have to know about it. Folks at AARP were concerned that people weren't understanding it. And some are concerned that, you know, people do file taxes on their own. They don't use software sometimes. And you could miss out on this one because it's not going to show up on your regular 1040 return. It's not going to show up on Schedule A if you itemize. It's, again, a new form, Schedule 1A. And you can claim it whether you itemize or you take the standard deduction.
You've probably written about this also, and then I'll get down to what we really need to talk about. But at the end of the year, I was paying $35 for most of my diabetes medicines, because that's what I was told the government was doing. Mounjaro, insulin, I can't even remember all of them because it's a scam. But anyway, have all these drugs that they have me on. But I went to go get the Mounjaro the other day, and it was over $1,000. What? I know it's a new year, but I thought that those prices were supposed to be locked in at $35. Just a quick answer.
I don't know. You know, I can't answer that one. I have not written on that one yet. Not quite sure what went on there.
Look into that, if you would. Now, this tax season, you just gave us some real help on what would be called some of the complicated tax changes on the 2025 tax returns. One of the problems is, with the new enhanced senior deduction, et cetera, is we are hearing oversimplified versions. And you are so good at helping us better understand that. And you just did that. You just did that a moment ago. You still need, a lot of people are still going to need tax counseling and help. And you're not
definitely software. I would not try to do this without software. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, you might still do fine with software if you like playing with all this stuff. You're right about oversimplification. I was interviewing one of my contacts at the County Aid Society in Detroit, and said, you know, had a relative who said, well, they had heard you get $6,000 just for filing a tax return. You know, which if you're listening to something and that is not true, it's a tax deduction. So it's either going to be a higher refund or you're going to owe less. And, you know, we're talking about maybe an extra $600, $720 for a single person at $6,000. So, you know, it does translate. It does have to work through the numbers. And so it sounds like a big number up front, but it's a deduction. It's not a check.
It's a deduction, not a check.
I couldn't imagine that anybody was thinking that, but that's what this person heard. You know, It's going to be like that a lot on social media.
Oh, social media, please. Oh, my goodness. Well, Susan Tompor, personal finance columnist, Detroit Free Press, so much better than social media. In fact, front page story today, some UAW members at Stellantis snubbed on $50,000 deal. Can you sum that up for us?
There were two buyout offers that were promised, a $50,000 lump sum in 2024 and 2026. And this would be in 2024, it covered both the traditional workers and the second tier workers who were hired 2007, 2010, 2011. And many of the workers thought it'll be exactly the same for 2026. But not so. It went to arbitration. Seems like this wasn't in writing. A lot of workers upset, of course, because if you delayed retiring 2 years, you know, thinking, well, maybe I'll get my house in order, get things ready to go. I can wait 2 more years and work 2 more years. You're out that 50 right now. Boy. Many people are still being offered the $50,000 if they're the traditional worker covered by a pension, but if they're or a legacy worker, but if they were hired, you know, 15 years ago or so, they're not being offered that. So it is it's a big disappointment for someone. You can only imagine. I mean, the person that I talked to said, you know, it's like going to the slot machine and then they're telling you they can't pay out. You know, it's somebody dangles $50,000 lump sum. You really do look twice.
You know, I remember the days, I guess they're not gone, when people actually looked at what was going on in their industry, not the car business, just the industry, and they realized that if they waited 2 or 3 years, they may lose out on a tremendous deal or package for retirement. And I remember people saying, I wasn't quite ready, but I have to take this package because it might be gone. And they were right. Generally speaking, if they didn't grab them when they were being offered, they were gone.
Yeah, except with this one, the promise did seem to be it would be both. You know, it dealt with a lot in the arbitration, and that the article goes over that, but wasn't covered in the contract according to, you know, the arbitrator's decision.
All that aside, I still am hearing from people that Stellantis is better than it's been in several years. Even though they don't have, it looks like, a profit-sharing plan because they didn't have any profit, I do believe the new CEO, who we're going to have on the show soon, is going to be the right guy to fix that ship. That's what I think, right?
That would
ship.
Be great, wouldn't it? If we have a lot of important you know, people working there and a lot of plants, so it would be good for Michigan, I'm sure.
Susan Tompor, good for all of us, personal finance columnist extraordinaire, from the Detroit Free Press and the USA Today Network. Thank you, Susan. Best to the family. You take care.
You too, Paul W. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Are you kidding? It's 1:43 at WJR.